It's time for the birds, the bees and the bugs, thanks to CareHQ.
Yes, it's time for the birds, the bees and the bugs. It's our last one of the year. We've got our lovely CareHQ friends, Charlotte and Nikki here. Kia ora.
Morena.
How are ya?
We're good. We're happy to be here. We're also sad.
I know.
I'm very sad. Last one of the year.
Yeah.
We've loved it.
Yeah, it's been so good.
It's been really fun, and I feel like, you know, you think you're pretty clued up on this stuff, you know?
I've learned a lot.
I'd say arguably we've learned stuff as
well. I think we've also learned a lot.
I've learned what it's all about.
So good. Today we're talking all things the summer silly season, the summer frisky season.
Mm-hmm.
How we can care for ourselves and still have a great time on our hot girl summer.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Shall we start with some of the sort of basics?
Yeah, just the real basics. I know that the sun is an obvious one, but when I was riding this, I was thinking back to when I went to a festival when I was younger and I got so burnt on the back of my legs that my friends peeled the skin off the back.
Oh my gosh.
That is like a cool memory in my brain. So please don't do that to yourselves, guys.
Yeah, don't get sunburned. And don't even think you're fine, because it only takes a couple of minutes to get real burnt.
Oh, yeah. And then you're done.
It's harsh.
If you're a chronically pale person like me, just accept it. It's fine. It's fine. It is what it is. All the basic stuff that, you know, our mums and dads have told us about reapplying sunscreen. But I think when you're out and about and you're at festivals or you're at parties or whatever, it's easy to sort of think, oh, well, I put some on this morning, I'm all fine. But just niggly parts, like how many times have we burnt the parting in your hair?
Mm.
Oh, that is brutal.
Yeah.
Really hurt.
And your feet.
Top of the feet.
And the back, at the top of the ears.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
Awful.
Another one.
Yeah. And then you just live with regret.
And also sunstroke.
Yeah.
I think, you know, not just getting burnt, but feeling really unwell after you've been in the sun all day. It just can make you feel absolutely shocking.
Especially that great combo of alcohol dehydrating you.
Yeah.
Plus sun, plus dancing, plus sweating, plus, so just the real basics, but like loads of sunscreen, water,
And food. Actual food.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going drinking, you just need to have something in your stomach, not just a bar of chocolate. You need to actually try and get some food, like a sandwich or a bowl of something from a food truck.
Hot chips immediately came to my mind.
Yeah,
carbs. At 9:30 a.m.
Nothing like a hot chip. Deep in the night.
And then we were thinking about like a bit of a first aid kit, like the basics of Band-Aids, blister pads, for when we're out and about.
Paracetamol.
Ibuprofen.
Although there probably are medical tents maybe that you could go and ask for help.
Yeah, maybe. Most festivals will have first aid kits. I've even gone to like first aid tents and asked for earplugs when I've forgotten mine.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Ear protection. Everyone wear ear protection at the festivals because it's really loud and you're going to damage your ears. But also I was thinking, I imagine that a lot of medical tents as well, if you need, will probably have condoms.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah.
I mean, can't say why not.
They'd be silly not to.
Because you don't want to get caught out, you know?
No.
And everyone's getting, well, not everyone, but lots of people are getting frisky at the festivals.
Yes. So having your own protection, taking your own protection. Because we also thought about, you know, even if you're not necessarily planning on having sex, either way is fine. It's just more having something on you so you're not reliant on the other person, because they might have some, you know, they might have a 3-year-old condom in the back of their wallet that's expired.
Been sat in the sun.
You know, and then you're like,
not the expired condom.
Yeah. Yes.
I also feel like, you know, if you go with a pretty well thought out first aid kit, you could be the savior of multiple people's
days.
You could
make so many
popular.
Friends.
You could be the one with the first aid kit and it'll skyrocket you to coolness.
Yeah,
honestly.
There'll be a queue to the opening of your tent in the morning when everyone's woken up hungover.
Wanting electrolytes.
Yes.
Barocca.
Electrolytes is a good shout, actually.
Yeah.
Good plan.
And then speaking of festivals, we were thinking about testing your drugs that you take with you. And I think at most festivals, they often have providers like Know Your Stuff or the New Zealand Drug Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They often have pop-up tents there.
Yeah.
We looked at their website yesterday, and even if even if not, you can get your drugs checked ahead of time before you go.
Yeah.
So that's just, I mean, the basics of what have I actually got? What am I taking? What am I planning to take?
And it's legal to get your drugs tested. So you're not going to get into trouble if you rock up to a drug testing tent. You know, they'd rather you were responsible and safe, I think. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to,
And on that, and on frisky season, guarding your drinks and just making sure that you're extra vigilant around other people as well is a big one with drugs and substances.
Absolutely. Yes. And we know how much drinks cost at festivals, but it's just not worth it.
No. If you accidentally leave your drink unattended, even just for a minute, you just need to throw it out, get a new drink.
Biff it. Go on. It only takes a second.
I've always been taught to never put it down.
Yeah.
And it's funny how quickly that becomes habit. So that if you can make that a habit, listeners are attending.
That's a really good habit.
Just never let it leave your hand, you know?
Have your thumb over the top.
Yeah.
Hypervigilant.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then, I think just the safety with sex. I mean, that's obviously a big one. Even if you're not necessarily planning on having sex, it's as we said, it's better to be prepared. Take your own condoms, dental dams, lubricants, but also know that if you've forgotten, you can get them from the drug tent. From the medical tent. And trust your instincts.
Massive one. And I think it's tricky when you're out and about, whether it's a festival or a party or whatever the environment is, and you see other people doing things and you think, I should keep up, I should do what everyone else is doing. No, if you think, look, actually I just don't feel safe or comfortable, done, that's it. Walk away. Don't feel like you have to do what everyone else is doing, quote unquote. Just whatever it is that makes you happy and feel safe.
If someone's giving you bad vibes, if they're too pushy or they won't take no for an answer or they try and isolate you, then you owe them nothing. Just walk away, walk back to your friends, walk to the medical tent.
And we talked about a bit of a buddy system, like if we're in trouble, this is where we'll meet at such and such a time. Like, have those kind of links with your group of friends that you're going with, of if we notice that someone's disappeared for an hour, okay, we need to
Maybe track their phone.
Yeah,
that's quite a good idea. Just find my
Hard out.
Yeah. And then we talked a bit about consent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Enthusiastic only.
Yeah.
Anything less than is
no vague.
Anything less than, it's like you're not even gonna have it's just not even gonna be fun. So don't bother. Like just bugger off. Actually.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No 100% means no. And even vague means no.
Yeah.
Especially when there's substances involved.
Yeah.
You know? It's like if somebody isn't coherent enough to be giving you an enthusiastic yes, you need to back off.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
We looked at the, I don't know if you've seen the cup of tea and consent videos.
So good.
It is so funny. Don't make them drink the tea, even if you've gone and, you know, spent time making it, boiling
it's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
And very unconscious people don't need tea.
Yes.
Do not.
No.
They do not need tea.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm gearing up for a really safe festival season.
Yeah. I'm going to have a very safe cocktail summer.
Yeah.
I have a question about, you know, festivals and sex and frisky season.
Yeah.
I feel as though there's quite a lot of festivals where there might not necessarily be, like, showers or like the best sort of hygiene set up, and people are getting a bit frisky and it could get a bit sort of nasty. Any like tips or stuff you could take with you for hygiene sort of stuff?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to my mind is even if there's no showers and things, just pee after sex.
Yes.
Pee. Yeah, because that's just going to flush out your pee hole. So any bacteria that has got up there is going to flush away. So, nice. I mean, that's a rule regardless of where you are. Just after sex, always pee.
Lots of fluids.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a big one.
And wet wipes.
I think wet wipes, yeah.
Yeah.
None of the... We don't need any of those... I know at the supermarkets, there's, oh, well, this is a particular product that you can use to wash your vagina or wash this, or no, just water is fine.
Yeah. None of that floral bullshit. Yeah.
Oh. No, no, definitely no.
No. Yeah. It might make things taste like flowers, but it'll give you raging thrush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse than thrush at a festival.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck my life.
Yeah. That would be quite savage, I feel. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah.
But I think it's just looking after each other as well.
Yeah.
Looking after yourself, looking after each other.
Yeah. Remember your friends.
Oh, big time.
Mm. Yeah, I think if you're going with your friends, you know, just have an eye out for each other, you know?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
You all love each other anyway, so.
You're a team, you're a family.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Beautiful stuff. And if someone is out sort of, you know, on the road over the holidays or at a festival where they might have Wi-Fi or for whatever reason need to reach out, they can contact CareHQ.
Yeah, and this is where we could come in handy because you might be away from home. Mm. So you're away from your nearest GP practice or an urgent care or something like that. We are... I've made us work through the holidays. No.
Yeah, I hope you do get a break.
No, we're available 7 days a week. So this is where the nurse clinic or the GPs can come in really handy because if, you're in the back of a field but you do have some Wi-Fi and you want to talk to someone, that's where we can help.
And we can also do emergency contraception.
We can.
You know, just in case there's you have unprotected sex and you're worried, you just can give us a call and we can talk you through your options.
Oh, that's super useful.
Yeah.
And the code is still active, so BFM-25 if people wanted to book in. Yeah. It's a bit of a discount, which is good.
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel well and truly prepared to to seize my summer and have a wonderful, safe time.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you both so much for everything.
Thank you. For having us.
We've learned so much over the past wee while, and I hope you have a wonderful summer break.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll miss you.
Oh, yeah. We'll miss you.
That was The Birds, The Bees and The Bugs, only on 95 BFM.